Title: Oregon federal judge strikes down state law requiring labor peace agreements for cannabis licensure and certification. OLCC will no longer enforce state requirement. Content: On Tuesday, May 20, 2025, U.S. District Judge for the District of Oregon, Michael H. Simon, issued a decision in Casella LLC, D/B/A Bubbles Hash and Rec Rehab Consulting LLC, D/B/Ascend Dispensary versus Tina Kotek, in her official capacity as Governor of the State of Oregon, et al., case number 3:25CV244SID.OR. May 20, 2025, striking down Oregon's United for Cannabis Workers Act and holding that the law is preempted by the National Labor Relations Act, NLRA, in violation of the Supremacy Clause and the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. Shortly after Oregon's United for Cannabis Workers Act took effect, two cannabis employers, Bubbles Hash and Ascend Dispensary, collectively, plaintiffs, filed suit for declaratory and injunctive relief, and sought a permanent injunction to enjoin the Oregon Governor, Oregon Attorney General, Chair of the Oregon Liquor and Cannabis Commission, OLCC, and Executive Director of the OLCC, collectively, defendants, from enforcing the United for Cannabis Workers Act against them. Plaintiffs alleged that the law, 1, was preempted by the NLRA and its enforcement would be in violation of the Supremacy Clause of the United States Constitution, 2, was void for vagueness in violation of the Due Process Clause of the United States Constitution, 3, abridged plaintiffs' freedom of speech in violation of the First Amendment, as made applicable to the states by the 14th Amendment, 4, infringed on plaintiffs' right to equal protection in violation of the 14th Amendment, and 5, disrupts plaintiffs' contractual arrangements in violation of the Contract Clause of the United States Constitution. Following hearing argument on the merits, the court granted plaintiffs' requested declaratory and permanent injunctive relief, concluding that the law was preempted by the NLRA, violated the Supremacy Clause and violated plaintiffs' First Amendment rights, and that the requirements for permanent injunctive relief were satisfied. With this decision, the Oregon District Court became the first U.S. District Court to strike down a state law that required cannabis employers to enter into labor peace agreements in order to receive or renew a license to sell cannabis. On May 29, the OLCC issued the following statement concerning Judge Simon's May 20 decision. Earlier this month, a federal judge issued a ruling barring the enforcement of Ballot Measure 119. Given this ruling and in consultation with the Oregon Department of Justice, the OLCC will no longer require labor peace agreements as part of cannabis license application and license renewals. United for Cannabis Workers Act. The United for Cannabis Workers Act was passed by an initiative approved by Oregon voters in November 2024 as Ballot Measure 119, Measure 119, and took effect December 5, 2024. Measure 119 requires businesses licensed to sell or process cannabis to enter into labor peace agreements with labor organizations or sign an attestation affirming that the business has entered into such agreement. The businesses must submit such agreements or attestations with their applications for a license, certification of renewal of a license, or certification to dispense cannabis. Oregon law defines a labor peace agreement, LPA, as an agreement under which, at a minimum, an applicant or licensee agrees to remain neutral with respect to a bona fide labor organization's representatives communicating with the employees of the applicant or the licensee about the rights afforded to such employees. Plaintiffs had both been unable to enter into LPAs at the time of filing. The district court's decision as an initial issue, the court determined that the NLRA likely applied to cannabis businesses and does not limit its jurisdiction to lawful commerce or legal substance as some other federal laws do. Judge Simon pointed out that the National Labor Relations Board, NLRB, has issued advisory memoranda back to 2013 which stated that the medical marijuana industry is within the NLRB's jurisdiction if the business meets the NLRA's jurisdictional monetary requirements. The court determined that Measure 119 is preempted by the NLRA under Garmin preemption because it does not distinguish between permissible employer speech and threatening or coercive.